it's a unique project within the country. It's the largest land drainage pumping station there is. Not many of these things come around very often. Certainly not in my career. I'd be surprised if I find something else quite so unique and interesting.
Don Lamont has been overseeing one of the most important civil engineering projects in West Norfolk, the new pumping station at St Germans.
It's awesome, quite simply. It takes your breath away when you see the sheer scale of it inside the new station. It's a totally different building to the old one. It's more open, a nice big glass frontage to it, so it's more light, it's a more welcoming place to work. But it still does the function it's meant to do. That's the constant between the two stations, the old and the new. It's just a different way of doing it. But I love the new station. Now that it's up, now that it's operational, it's in the type of work and type of building it is, it's a work of art.
This is the control room of the new pumping station, and David Thomas is the engineer from the Middle Level Commissioners. This is a huge station, isn't it?
It is, and necessarily so. It protects 70,000 hectares of land, including some 23,000 houses and many, many businesses. And it covers an area really running from Wisbeach to the other side of the A1, south of Peterborough, right down to almost Huntingdon. So there's a huge area of land which is mainly at or below sea level. And so really, really does need a facility like this to protect it.
So we can hear the whine of the pumps at the moment. Just tell me about what there is here.
Six pumps, each capable of pumping anything up to sort of 18 to 20 tonnes of water per second, running. Been running them for a couple of days. Things are settling down very nicely. A lot quieter in operation than the old station, but also a lot more flexible, and there are many more tunes that we can play with this station.
The previous station was more than 70 years old. Now a battery of modern computers controls six new powerful pumps.
Currently we're pumping around about 11 tonnes of water per second, and I can just adjust the speed of the pump. So if we go up from 8 revolutions per minute up to 100, you should be able to hear the pump start to speed up, and that increases the pumping flow from the 10 or 11 tonnes up to 15 in a matter of seconds.
Now the man who's going to run this station is John Van Dyke. So are you excited being the first person running it?
I am excited, yes. No one else has really had the opportunity of first of all running the old one, and now the transition to the new one. It's a first, so yeah, it's an honour, really. It is exciting, yeah.
The old pumps, I mean, they were extraordinary, great big cast iron things. I mean, are you going to miss all that? It's a very solid old station, wasn't it?
It was. And a certain part of me feels sad to see the old one go, obviously, but I can understand the need for the new one, and sad to see the old one go, but the new one, yeah, it's exciting times, getting to learn how to operate this one.
The tense moment for the Middle Level Commissioners engineer Dave Thomas was when the dam protecting the pumping station was breached to let the water through. It worked, and now it's taken on the role of keeping 70,000 hectares of the fens from flooding.